Hello, welcome to the Flyers Talk podcast presented by Great Railing. I'm Taryn Hatcher here with Jordan Hall. You may be wondering why you're hearing my voice instead of Jordan's because this is a special episode of the podcast. We had Scott Hartnell on to talk about the Flyers Hall of Fame alumni game coming up. But because we wanted to get this podcast out to you bright and early this morning, because there is a ticket giveaway that drops when this podcast drops, we are recording this on Wednesday, which means the Flyers have not yet played the Toronto Maple Leafs. So if anything we say seems like it's aged, or if we don't talk about the game at all, that's because in our world, it hasn't happened yet. So to all of you guys, our future listeners out there, thank you for tuning into the Flyers Talk podcast. I'm going to turn it over now to Jordan Hall, who has more information on that ticket giveaway to the upcoming Flyers Hall of Fame alumni game. Very exciting event. Very cool stuff. Lots and lots and lots of big, big names playing in this game. Jordan, tell the people what you know.
Taryn, thank you so much. Yes. If you want to win free tickets to the alumni game on November 15th, Monday of next week, 7 p.m. Eastern time, go to our Instagram page at NBCS Philly, and you will learn all about how you can win free tickets. The contest is open right now as you're listening, and it goes until Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern time. So get to our Instagram page, and you will find out how you can possibly win free tickets to the alumni game, a very exciting event. I know Taryn's pumped for it. I'm pumped for it. And we have an interview ahead with Scott Hartnell, who's playing in the game, who's going to be talking to us about the game. He's also going to talk about the current team as well, stuff that you'll really enjoy.
So without further ado, let's toss it over to my analyst on Flyers pre and post game live. Also my part-time life coach, as you will find out throughout this interview. Scott Hartnell. Oh, and also former Philadelphia Flyer, I should mention. Scott Hartnell.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
We are seriously pumped up to be joined by the Scott Hartnell, former Flyer and current pre and post game live analyst. Scott, thank you so much. He's pointing to his Flyers hat as we speak. I love it. Scott, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Jordan. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Is that the new one that the guys got that you were trying to get, or is that an old Flyers hat?
This is I've had this for a bunch of years. I think it might be like real old. It's not the Flyers orange that it is now, so I'm not sure when.
I want the one with the stripes that the guys are wearing in the press conference now. Those ones are really nice. We were talking about them off air the other day.
I'll see what I can do for you, Taryn. I got a lot more pull around the rink than you do. So
I am well aware, Scott. I'm very aware. Welcome to the podcast, Scott. I'm so stoked you're
thanks.
Here. I can't wait for everyone to see what our relationship is like behind the scenes.
There we go.
I really was pumped to have you. Taryn, I think she's excited too.
Super.
But yeah, it's very fitting that you're wearing that throwback Flyers hat, because we do have the alumni game coming up. You will be playing in it. It's next Monday, November 15th. Scott, is there any former teammate that you're excited to play with, or maybe even excited to chirp a little bit?
I'm excited to see a couple of my old line mates, Joffrey Leupel, Scotty Upshaw. I think Adam Hall is coming in as well. Obi-Wan Kenobi, Mike Knubel, to see him. And you know, just to see the old timers too, you know, Joe Watson's going to be playing. And obviously to celebrate, you know, the big night, that's the next night, Paul Holmgren and Rick Tocchet, they'll be around as well. So there's so many, you know, names, because the franchise has been around for, you know, over 50 years. So I'm just excited to be a part of it, be lucky enough to be in the area to come and you know, probably snipe a few goals too.
Well, no, that's the perfect segue, because it's like, what is the mindset like when, you know, you mentioned it's players across a lot of decades. So, you know, you're probably one of like the younger, more active guys, I would think, in terms of stop. This is the one compliment you're going to get this entire podcast, Scott. But what goes through your mind? Is there any part of you that's like, yeah, I'm going to go like a little hard here and then maybe I'll lay off? Or what actually goes through your mind as like a former player who, you know, wants to entertain, probably wants to win a little bit, but also like it's all in good fun.
Yeah, it is in good fun. But I think if you ask probably every guy, you know, whether they keep in shape or play a different sport or whatever, like they go all out, right? And it's not like we're going to be going all out and pulling our groins and, you know, that kind of stuff. But, you know, when you get that chance to shoot it, you're going to try and score. You're going to try and, you know, make those nice passes. And, you know, obviously to get back to break up somebody else on a breakaway, I'm sure we'll be skating hard for that too. But it is for fun. And, you know, I don't think I'm going to mess around with the big E in the corners or nothing like that. I'll stay away from him. But, you know, Riley Cote, another guy I'll stay away from. So there's just it'll be a lot of good times and just good memories for the people that will be in the stands and just to see the generations of players and kind of the older guys, obviously the tougher ones and the, you know, me, you know, I wouldn't say tough, but just the Danny B's and those guys that are more skilled the way that hockey's going now. So it'd be pretty cool.
I know Darian said he wanted to like run you into the boards as much as possible. So maybe stay away from Darian Hatcher too.
I will. I turned too hard on the show the other night.
You played a long time in Nashville, but I know you live in this area and you really consider it home in many ways. Does that say a lot about the Flyers family that really once you're connected, you're really connected?
Yeah, they treat us so good. And Brad Marsh, the head of the alumni for the Flyers, does one heck of a job trying to make sure everyone's aware what's available for the players, you know, health insurance-wise. If you're an older guy, you know, tickets that are available, little groups get together for dinners and beers and whatnot. So it's kind of just really cool. And they're just so generous to us. And, you know, you just feel lucky, I guess, to have this kind of alumni and it's all spearheaded by Brad Marsh, like I said. So, you know, he deserves many, many thanks for the hours and hours that he puts into to the alumni and just everyone's very appreciative of him.
Can you give us a peek behind the curtain? Is it like that? Is it as close in other cities as it is here? Because you even see guys who played like a few years here and then went and played longer somewhere else and they end up settling back in South Jersey and you hear them about like golfing with you or playing tennis with you and Chemo. Like it seems like the Flyers network is so intertwined and I kind of just assumed it was probably like that everywhere else, but then I've heard from time to time that like no, the Flyers alumni is a crazy close group.
It's cool, and I think when if families do play here, like Nick Schultz for example, his kids are in Haddonfield school system, and you know, just how great that is and how, you know, the kids can walk to and from school and, you know, you don't feel that something bad's going to happen to them. You know, God forbid that stuff does happen sometimes, but, you know, here it's just a close knit community. We've met some friends outside of hockey with the kids our age and, you know, we feel really comfortable. And, you know, my wife's family is from here, which helped obviously the decision to come back as well too. So lots of things kind of factor into it one way or another. But, you know, looking at, you know, Nashville and Columbus, the other two teams that I played, they've been in the league for since 98, I believe, both of them, and don't have the alumni that the Flyers have just because of the years they've been in the league. But you know, I'm sure they'll get there at this point, but the Flyers are just first class all the way when you play with the Flyers, just the facilities and what they do for these kids now. And then obviously for the alumni, we're treated pretty sweet as well.
This really is an awesome event coming up. It's a great event for fans too. All ticket proceeds benefit Flyers charities and Flyers alumni. But like we said, it is a really cool event for fans. Scott, I'm sure you hear from fans daily as you're out and about doing things. Does it ever get old hearing from fans?
Not really. It's good to, I guess, stroke the ego every once in a while.
I was going to say, you know, I hope you say what you said in the newsroom the other day, because Scott goes, do you ever get recognized when you're out? And I'm like, yeah, now and then, like, whatever. And I said, do people come up and talk to you? And he was like, oh yeah, if I need like an ego stroke, I'll get out to walk from Center City. I was like, Scott,
it's wild. Like I just walking around and, you know, when we didn't have kids and, you know, now it's a little different. Don't go downtown as much, obviously with COVID and all that crap, but, pre that stuff, just walking around and, you know, Scotty, hey, you know, yeah. FedEx driver, hey, you know, like just kind of just shooting everywhere. Right. But it is what it is. Not so much in Haddonfield, but, It just makes you feel good that you, you know, touch people's lives, I guess. You gave them something to laugh about, something to cheer for when you played. And that's probably the coolest thing about being an NHL hockey player.
So one of my favorite moments when Scott's in studio is after pregame show ends and before the game starts, I always go upstairs to grab like a pretzel from Media Row, whatever. And Scott always comes upstairs with me. Normally like some other Flyers alumni are up there, whatever. And it's me, Joe, our producer, and Scott. And we go up the elevator and then people are getting off to go to their balcony level seats. And we're waiting for them to get off the elevator while we go back on once we get our food to go back downstairs. And people will walk right by me and Scott, especially with his new haircut. They'll walk right by me and Scott with masks on. And then they turn back and they're like, oh, damn. Is that Scott? And Scott's like, yeah, hi guys. It's like, oh my God, you're my wife's favorite or whatever. And like every time it takes them a second and it's so funny because Scott's so normal. Like, and they're just like in awe. And I'm like, guys, he's normal.
You use the right verbiage there. They usually say something worse than, oh, geez.
And oh, like, yeah. Oh. Well, blank, my blank, mom listens to the podcast, so I got to reel it in. You know.
Yeah, no, it's hilarious. So people are just, they get that starstruck. And I'm not sure if I've ever been like that to somebody else, but like it's kind of hard to understand, but it's cool at the same time. It makes you feel good.
So when it comes to the alumni game, Scott, I'm curious because I saw you skating with your son who's like learning how to skate the other day, but what is Scott Hartnell prep like for this alumni game? Like, are you like working the stick a little bit, trying to get ready, trying to get like the touch back on the puck, or are you just like, screw it, I'm going to go in blind?
I'll probably go in blind. There's no excuses why I can't. I got a little like a mini hockey rink, the polyglide ice that you can skate on and stuff like that. It's kind of good for kids anyway, that can just kind of go around. So I should work on my shot a little bit, but sometimes I'm a little too lazy at night where I don't want to go down and do it. But I'll be going in blind, and I haven't skated like actually hard except for when he did the alumni versus the Ed Snyder kids that are in their 20s now, that when it started that with the Ed Snyder Hockey Foundation. So that was the last time I skated, and that was probably 3.5-4 years ago, something like that. So I might pull a groin. I was gonna say
if you call out the show after the alumni game, I'm never gonna let you live it down. Like, that's what I see. I can't imagine.
Good. Scott, that's amazing. And speaking of the fans a little bit more, we spoke with Denny Brier, and he said what he loved about the fans was like, they'll come up and remind him of like these memorable games or moments that they still remember. Is there one moment that fans, whenever they see you, like they tend to bring up the most?
Probably maybe me throwing my glove on a guy on a breakaway. That's probably the one that I get chirped about the most. Not chirped, but just like, oh, you remember that? That was stupid. I'm like, yeah, I know it was stupid. I didn't know what I was doing. I was so tired. But you know, the playoff run we had in 2010, just how good everyone was playing, and you know, had a really good finals there with Danny B and Billy Lano. So that's pretty neat. Obviously people talk about that, but I don't know. There's just, you know, a lot of memories to talk about, the outdoor games, you know, the hat tricks, a couple late overtime goals that I had as well. So it's you get a mixed bag of what people remember, but it's just cool to see, you know, kids that are, you know, 15, 16 now that are like, oh, remember that when I was 9 and you gave me a stick, or, you know, that was the coolest thing ever. And I'm like, obviously I don't remember. Like, yeah, you've done it so many times. And I'm like, yeah, I remember it. But it's so you want to remember, but it happens all the time. It's just really cool to hear those stories.
How often, because it's what I get most frequently when people like message me about you, how often are people like asking you about when you're going to grow your hair back out?
Quite a bit. Now it's kind of,
that's the
back.
Number like one little DM I get. It's like, so when is Scott going to grow his hair back out? And I'm like, I don't know. It's not really my, wow, you should put that back on.
It's kind of growing out now. Except for it looks like a skunk. Just some guy.
Some guy tweeted us, Jordan, you'll appreciate this. Some guy tweeted us, and it's the guy who's like fake Coatsy on Twitter, and was like,
"Yeah,
Scott Hartnell looks like he's in a wind tunnel. We need to get him some goggles for the next pregame show."
Like I'm skydiving. Yeah.
Oh my god. Good times. Do you want to talk about the current team, Jordan?
Yeah, let's shift gears. I'll get right into it, Scott. You played with a lot of these guys that were obviously with the Flyers. I mean, you were here Cam Atkinson, Ryan Ellis, who were teammates elsewhere. So you really know this team. Do you think this team is legit, and do you think it can make a run if it does eventually get into the playoffs?
Yeah, it comes down to, you know, number one, goaltending. And Carter has looked amazing thus far. It's, you know, I know we're only 10 games into the season, but he's been on fire. Martin Jones, when he's played, he's obviously 3-0, so that's pretty neat as well. But, you know, I think they're playing great defensive hockey. And last year they were playing pathetic defensive hockey. I don't think that they were it looked like they were going through the motions and whatever happened. And there was no care. This year they care about their defensive responsibilities. They care about they're having the high, third man high. Everyone's reloading. So everyone's getting back. And you can talk about the offensive side of the game. They're scoring some goals. G's unreal. Cam's had a good start. JVR's chipped in. Scotty Lawton's gotten some big goals lately. So Coots has been awesome. TK has been flying it out there. You can go right down the list. Everyone's doing their thing offensively, but just how they play away from the puck when they don't have it, getting it back, that's what I love right now.
Well, you brought it up. Like, Claude Giroux looks like he unaged like 4 years off his – I mean, he looks so fast. He looks so on it so far this season. Like, what – he's your buddy. What is he doing? Like, what is going on with him that he seems like there's a bit of Benjamin Button to – He literally looks like he did 4 seasons ago, pre that injury that really seemed to take him out for like a year, even after it was healed.
I think that, maybe the chemistry with Coots and TK, they've been together now for a while. And, just him having something to prove. He doesn't have a contract past this season. So he's playing for that as well. Whether he wants to make big money somewhere else or just to show people in Philly, he still got it at, 33 or whatever age that he is. So he's playing like a man possessed. His shot looks harder. It's more accurate. He's the passes are always there for Claude. That's a given for him every night. So, just the timely goals that he scored, that's, I guess he does that all the time too, but he's just been playing just solid hockey. And when your captain, your leader is doing that just filters throughout the whole group. And you just know you can count on him.
Scott, with Ryan Ellis, I think some people, or at least some fans, are frustrated that he's been hurt and he's missed some games early on. But how good is he when he's on the ice?
Well, yeah, you only saw 2 games and he had that one backdoor goal who went top shelf. And that's the kind of stuff you can see from him. His shot is wicked. He slows the game down. So, he's so calm with it. The first pass is always on the tape. In the neutral zone, he can hit the guy stretching through the middle. Just a lot of things that he does well. It's a puck control game for Ryan Ellis, and he loves having that puck on a stick. And I think him and Provy, obviously they had a couple games and they look solid together. Everyone else was slotted properly behind him. It wasn't Justin Braun. Justin was on the third pair playing his minutes, the PK minutes that he gets. So he's asked to step up and play some more, which he's been unreal too. He's had a great start to the season. So in one of your big boys' absences, you need guys to step up, and Bronner's done that. And even Nick Seeler, he's played solid given his time on the ice as well.
So when it comes to this Flyers team last year, it kind of seemed like they didn't have an identity, or their identity was kind of that they were all over the place. But I get curious sometimes when it comes to like team identities and all these things that we talk about in the media. Is it something more that we conjure up, like we want to know what to expect from this team, or does it actually matter to the players? Because now we're trying to figure out, all right, what's the identity of this team going to be? They seem like they're tougher to play against. They looked a lot harder to play against when they played Washington, but at the beginning of the year, they were scoring a ton of goals. Now they're not, but their goaltending's great. Does any of that stuff actually matter to players? Like, do you guys care that you establish an identity, a personality of the team?
Yeah, I think more like on certain lines, they have their own identity, right? Where the fourth line with Thompson and McEwen and Brown or Kubel, those guys are fast, they're hard, they got a hit, they're being annoying, that kind of stuff. And obviously the top three lines, they have their identity too. But, I think if you're a coaching staff and Chuck Fletcher throughout the summer, I think you're asking yourself what the heck is our identity, because we had nothing this past year. It was hard to watch. It was, just so loose and just giving up shots on your goaltender, and he was letting them in. And, so I think if I was part of the coaching staff, I'd be like, okay, we need to have a hard identity team that's hard to play against. And how are we going to kind of instill that into our team? And I'm sure that, I don't know for a fact, but I'm sure that's one thing that they talked about in training camp, in meetings, you know, how to reload, how to get back, how to get the puck back quicker and good gaps on defensemen. And, you know, our goalies are going to shut the door when there is a breakdown. So you look at that, I think that's probably one of the biggest things that I've seen thus far is that they're playing the proper way. And that's being a team that's hard to play against.
On the note of the goaltending, are you surprised at all at how quickly Carter Hart has regained, it seems like, the team's trust, the trust of the fans? He's looked really, really solid. It felt like after the way last year went, he was really going to have to like dig himself out of that situation. And he's kind of come in, and it seems like the team certainly feels like he's capable of bailing them out in any given game. And the fan base is, it seems like, fully back on board with, okay, last year was a fluke. Does it surprise you at all that it has happened so quickly with him after the way last year went?
Luckily they're not in Toronto where they're throwing the Hart jerseys on the ice and you can't get them back after having one bad year. Right. You got to have faith in your goaltender. And, I think the year and a half prior to last year's, it was just a one-off year in COVID and, you know, him being a young kid and how close he is with his family, couldn't see him, can't have mom and dad come cook you a meal. And, it was hard on, me. I didn't see my parents for a while. They didn't get to meet my daughter, which was, heartbreaking as well too. So, you look at all that and then him having a unreal summer, came into camp in unreal shape. I think he was one of the tops in all the physical, testings that the Flyers did. So you look at that, you're like, oh man, this guy came to play. And everyone else is a little bit more, their chests are puffed out a little bit. And, AV's looking at him and we talked about it, Taryn, he's actually gave him a couple compliments after the first game. And it's like, man, this is not normal. all these things kind of combine and all of a sudden everyone's a believer again. Right. And if you look ahead throughout this season, if Carter has a good next couple months, he's going to be the number one goaltender for the Canadian Olympic team, which is he's on the short list for that. So that's you think about that, the goalies that have been on that team. You had Carey Price for I think one or two Olympics. You had Luongo for a year, two Olympics. Then you had Brodeur for two or three Olympics as well before that. So if he's part of that elite group and what he can do for a franchise, that's pretty unreal.
Jordan, did you know he was tops in conditioning? I didn't know that.
I did not. No, I heard
Scott's inside track. Breaking news from Scott Hartnell. Carter Hart, top of the conditioning charts. I did not know that. This is why we bring him on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Those kind of insider information.
Scott has this scoop, and he also had the scoop on Cam Atkinson. I think he joined us on the Flyers Talk podcast the day of that trade. So that was much appreciated. And my final question will be about Cam, Scott. I know he's one of your best friends. You talk to him a lot. How excited has he been about this start in Philly for him?
It's just great. I think when you I wouldn't say he was in a rut in Columbus, but you get used to something and you're comfortable. And to kind of get, I guess, slapped in the face and, hey, you just got traded for Jake Voracek. You're going to Philly. And he's like, it wasn't, oh man, I wanted to be here forever, which is a really cool thing to do. There's not many teams, players that get to play in one team for their whole career and have a legacy in that city. And, I think he thought of us and we thought of Kevin Hayes and just the team, how that kind of the trades that we're going to make. And you're talking to Chuck Fletcher, we're not done yet. We're going to go get a couple more guys and they get Broussard, his buddy, So he was like, there was no reason for him to look in the rearview mirror, right? He was looking ahead and you could just tell right from, basically he got the phone call when he's on the toilet that he was excited to come to Philadelphia. And he's got a nice house in a nice area close to us. So yeah, I've seen him lots and just happy for him that he's came out of the gates, just firing a puck in the net and made a nice pass there last game in Washington too, to Brass to get a goal as well. So just happy for him and his family. It's close to his parents that are in Connecticut, which is a couple hour drive. So a lot of things just to just be positive about in his life. So that's the main thing.
Where were you when you got the phone call that you were coming to Philly? What were you doing? Do you remember?
Yeah, I was in Minnesota in my previous life there with my ex-wife, and I was like, oh my God, I'm getting traded. This is unreal. And it was just like it was a 24-hour deal because I had to sign a contract before I actually got traded to Philly. And I was same thing. I was sad to leave, but you know, Paul Holmgren was like, we're going to get Danny Briere. We're going to do this. We're talking to Kimmo Tiiminen right now on the other line. We're trying to sign him, and got Joffrey Lupo. And he was telling us all these things he wanted to do. And we were last place last year. We're going to run up the charts this year. And I was like, I'm all in, like, let's go. And, you know, flew there like a couple of days later, found a place, and the rest is history. So it was pretty cool.
It's funny how like trades work like that. Like, is it true, Scott, where like you're in one side of your head, you're like, man, that team doesn't want me anymore. But then on the other side, you're like, there's a team that actually really wants me.
Yeah, it happened when I got traded, from Philly to Columbus too. Columbus, Jarmo Kekalainen wanted me bad, and Hex don't want to get rid of me bad. So I was like, well, do you want to stay in a place where they hate you, or do you want to go to some place where you're wanted and you're going to do great things, right? And it's pretty simple. You don't want to be somewhere where you're going to be miserable and not, you know, he was threatening me, but it's not playing and this and that. And I was like, whatever. I'm like, I'll go somewhere, change it up. And so you got to have that attitude in life where life throws you something. You got to deal with it and just run with it.
So this is kind of like off course of anything we were supposed to be talking about on this podcast, but I am curious. And I feel like most people are curious when you get traded to Philly, right? And you have to like pick up your life and move. Obviously like a ton of guys had to this offseason.
Yeah.
What is that process like? Does the team come to you and they're like, hey, we're going to help you find a place. Look here, go there. These food spots are good. This is where you're going to want to go out at night. Like, this is the fun part of town, whatever. Because like Philly is kind of, I mean, it's a massive city and the different areas have such a distinct personality, whether you're in South Philly or Old City or Center City or Northeast Philly or what. Like, it's such an interesting place. And then obviously there's Haddonfield and all of that over there. But like, how does that actually go for players?
Well, all of a sudden I got traded and there was like four or five realtor cards on my doorstep in Nashville saying, hey, I'll sell your house for you. I'll sell you. Everyone wants the commission, right? It's like, okay, I'll use the team guy that I used, that I bought my house with, right? So that's number one. You got all these vultures wanting a piece of it. But then, I talked to a bunch of guys, you know, Mike Richards, where you live, and Scotty Upshaw. They were all kind of living down in Old City. And so anyways, kind of went down there and we actually looked in Haddonfield and Cherry Hill and stuff. And then we decided to live the city life for a little while. And anyway, then got divorced and all that stuff. But best thing that ever happened to me. But anyway, it was, just living in the city was so cool. And Philly was awesome. Just the restaurants and the bar scene. And we had a lot of fun while I played there in Philly. And I don't regret a thing.
No, it's awesome. It's definitely fun.
I was just going to say, I know you'll be.
It is. I mean, like, I don't want to dime Scott out on anything that like we talk about behind the scenes upstairs that we were like joking about. We always talk about life stuff off air. And he was like, get your first marriage out of the way. That one's not that fun anyway.
I see your second one's always better.
Look out, Austin.
He does pre and post game, and then he coaches me through life during the commercial breaks. It's funny.
I do what I can with you, Taryn. It's not easy, but I try.
So. Charges me by the hour to be my life coach.
He does it all, and he'll be on the ice for the alumni game next Monday, November 15th. We can't wait for it. Scott, thanks so much for joining us to talk about it. Cannot wait to hear your pre and post game live analysis moving forward. But yeah, thanks a ton. Really always enjoy talking to you.
Thanks, Jordan. Thanks, Darren. See you guys.
Flyers Talk is brought to you by Great Railing. Stop into Great Railing for the highest quality and lowest prices on all your railing, decking, and fencing needs. Taryn, always great hearing from Scott Hartnell.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Seems like you guys are best of friends. but seriously, awesome hearing from him. Awesome to hear his life advice for you as well. But what a guy, and really excited to see him play in that alumni game. And fans, again, you can get to that alumni game. We have a ticket giveaway. Go to our Instagram page at NBCS Philly. The contest is running right now as we speak up until Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern time. Head to that page and you will find out how you could possibly win tickets to the alumni game. Taryn, you're
pretty close. Darian Hatch was trying to check Scott Hartnell into those boards hard. So you want to see it in person? Because I don't know how much video there will be from this. This is like a you have to go to see it type of game. Yeah. So I will be going to see it and having a good time. Come hang out with me. Jordan, are you going?
I will be there. I'll probably have a story off of it. So
come hang out with me and Jordan.
There we go.
And watch some great Flyers hockey with some former Flyers players across many decades, some of whom I'm a little bit scared of, like what Scott's going to try to do. Like, I feel like Scott's going to end up just like trying to go five hole on somebody who played from like the early 80s. And I'm just like,
well,
we'll see. I mean, Scott said he's not practiced at all, and I'm sure he won't practice before the game. So but I hope you guys enjoyed the podcast. Sorry if there's just random ramblings of us, but we have a great time here at NBC Sports Philly. So I'm glad you guys got a sneak peek of what it's really like to work with me and Scott and Jordan. So that's all I got.
A real fun podcast. We hope you enjoyed it. And again, check out the Instagram page for that ticket giveaway. And we hope you enjoy the alumni game coming up next week. Very fun event for fans. All ticket proceeds, as we mentioned, go to Flyers Charities, Flyers Alumni. If you want to hear more about who's playing and what else is available on that night, go to NBCSportsPhiladelphia.com. We have a story with all the details as well. So, Taryn Hatcher, thank you so much, as always. Great seeing you. Great chatting with you. A big thanks again to Scott Hartnell for joining us. A big time thanks as well to Ben Berry, our podcast producer and guru. And Flyers fans, as always, thank you for listening to the latest Flyers Talk podcast presented by Great Railing. Wherever you get your podcast, please rate and listen. And we cannot wait to talk to you next time.
Five stars. Rate, but rate with five stars. Please. Thank you.